Welcome to Health is Not a Club podcast, challenge number two. I'm Dawn Delahunty, health coach and personal trainer, and this is not a diet. This is an evidence-based behavior change program. And we're going to start out each challenge by reviewing the previous challenge. All right, and if you remember, what it was finding out what your health numbers are, which ones you need to pay attention to, where you're at, and where you want to be. Also getting any screenings or vaccinations scheduled that you need to, because we know that part of being healthy is being diligent about prevention. If you're already well acquainted with your health, then this was a really easy challenge. All you had to do was write it down, where you're at, where you want to be. But if not, it may have been a little bit more daunting. So I have to ask you, how did you do? Did you weigh yourself just one time? Because that number is important. We can't ignore it, but we can't obsess over it either. Because what might happen is you may actually reach a weight goal while sacrificing other health numbers, sacrificing sleep, nutrition, energy levels. Weighing ourselves three times a day, obsessing over that number, is not healthy and it's not helpful. Just one time. Okay, or did you not weigh yourself at all and maybe not achieve challenge one? You know what? There's no failure in that, because what we're going to do is we're going to ask why. You got to loop back and figure out, why did you not do it? There's lots of reasons, possible reasons. You got to figure out what's your reason. One might be that life just took over. You didn't have time. And that's a real thing. Any sort of behavior change that acts like you don't have a life is not real behavior change. You have to have strategies for when life happens. Work gets crazy. There's a crisis with kids or extended family or personally. When the fire's out, we loop back around and try it again. So if that's the case, then what you do is you give yourself another week to take on this challenge. Another reason might be, honestly, you just don't really want to change behavior. And that's a real thing too. Maybe everyone around you wants you to. Maybe your doctors or your spouse want you to, but you honestly don't. You know you could lose some weight. You know you could be healthier, but it's just not that important to you right now. And I can tell you, behavior change when you want it is hard. But behavior change when you don't want it is impossible. So there's really no sense in going on with these challenges if you don't have your own why. So maybe this is a part where you just sit back and you figure out, why does everyone else want this for me and I don't want it for myself? And come to terms with that, or figure out what the answer is there, and then pick this back up, okay? Another reason why you may not have is just simple fear. They just don't want to know. It's been such a long time since you've given yourself attention as far as your health is concerned, and you maybe just don't really want to know. But I can promise you that knowing the numbers, knowing exactly where you're at, cannot hurt you. But not knowing the numbers, not knowing where you're at, can hurt you. Because there may be very simple course corrections you can do, and if you don't know to do them or how to do them, and you don't, then not knowing the numbers can hurt. And there may be another reason why you didn't achieve challenge number one. This is what we do. We loop back and we figure out why. You know, search your own heart, figure out why, and address that issue. Give yourself another week. Okay, because this is essential. Each challenge builds upon the previous one. So if you have to loop back to the beginning of challenge one, there's no failure in that. There's no judgment in it. Here's what I will tell you. Go, fight, win. And I'll be right here for you when you're ready for challenge two. So if you're still listening, I'm assuming that you already crushed challenge one. So you've already checked that box. You know how much you weigh. You know what other numbers you need to know. You're caught up with, or you have on your calendar, any screenings and vaccinations that you need to get caught up on. So that means you are ready for challenge number two. So I'm going to start off with an illustration. Imagine how many calories you could take in 10 minutes if you really wanted to. Okay, so say you got a Whopper and fries and a Coke and you consumed it all in 10 minutes. How many calories would that be? Well, it would be over 1,200 calories. So think about the reverse side. How many calories could you wear off in 10 minutes if you really tried? You exercised as hard as you could for 10 minutes. Well, depending on the person, it could be around 250 calories. So you're looking at 1,200 calories versus 250 calories. That illustration shows us there's no possible way to exercise enough to make up for a bad diet. So what does that mean for us? That means we have to figure out what you're consuming. There's just simply no way around it. So how are we going to do that? First of all, you're going to need measuring cups and spoons, and preferably a food scale as well. But if you don't have that, that's fine. Why we need that? Because we need our measures to be accurate, honest, and complete. The second part of the challenge is to start tracking it. Start writing it down. So that is the old school way of doing it. Just pen and paper. Just write it down. It's not the most sustainable way. It's not the best way. The best way is going to be using a food tracking app. Okay, the most popular food tracking app right now is MyFitnessPal. It's just really user-friendly. It's got a huge database of food. You can scan the UPC code on the package of your food and then just enter in how much you ate. You can also track like water and exercise, stuff like that. In the free version, we'll do everything we need. So that's the app that I recommend. If you've used another app or another strategy that's worked for you in the past, then absolutely do that. If you are interested in getting started with MyFitnessPal, you can head over to our website, healthisnotaclub.com, to the resource page, and I'm going to tag in there a tutorial for how to get started on MyFitnessPal. Now, are you going to get 100% of this right the first time? Probably not. What if you get 50% right? Is that failure? Absolutely not. What if you only get 10%? Is that failure? No. This is behavior change. It takes time. So be patient with yourself. Keep moving forward. Some of these challenges are going to be baby steps. Some of them are going to be huge steps. Either way, it's okay. You're moving forward. You're making progress. That is challenge two. First part, you need measuring cups and spoons. If you're an overachiever, get yourself a food scale. Second part is you're going to start tracking it. Okay, if you can't get an app going right away, use pen and paper, but look into getting an app because we want a sustainable strategy and the app is so much more helpful for what we're doing. Sound simple? Some people are going to say yes and some people are going to say no. Either way, you can see from our fast food illustration, it is essential for you to know what you're consuming. Now you have 1 week to complete this challenge. If you have any questions, email me at hello@dawndelahunty.com or head over to healthisnotaclub.com connect page and we can connect that way. But either way, let's meet again at challenge number three. And until then, live life well this week. Take care.